Santa's Law of Attraction Secrets.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am Rachel Zink, wife of miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. He has the day off today with laryngitis. We're wishing him a fast and speedy recovery. Today, I want to talk to you about Santa's Law of Attraction secrets. You know, Santa has a lot to teach us about the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to go through 5 points here of what you can learn from Santa this season about how you can attract a special miracle and the goals and dreams that you desire so that you might be flying high like a big, beautiful eagle. So as we go through these points, we're going to use Johnny and the red radio flyer wagon as their example. You know, Johnny is just such a rambunctious, special kid who's super excited about Christmas, and the only thing he wants for Christmas is that red wagon radio flyer. So what's the first thing that Johnny has to do in order to attract that on Christmas morning under the Christmas tree? Well, he has to ask for it. So the first thing Santa teaches us that you must ask for what you want. So Johnny sits down, he's got his nice piece of paper, he's got his crayons and his markers out, and he's going to write a Dear Santa letter. Dear Santa, I want a radio flyer red wagon for Christmas. He even takes out the red crayon and he draws the little red wagon and he puts radio flyer on it. That way, he knows that Santa will understand what he wants. Are you this clear about your goals? Are you asking specifically what you want, what you desire? You know, you can go through all the magazines at Christmas time and circle in the catalogs what you want. You want this, you want that. And you might have a list of 50 to 100 things. But it's not until you get super clear and narrow it down to that one specific goal that you can manifest and focus your intention on. So you have to be clear when you ask for what you want. And, you know, Johnny, he was very specific. He didn't write down and say, Dear Santa, I want a wagon. Thanks. No, he said, Dear Santa, I want a radio flyer wagon. You know, if he just said, I want a wagon, Santa could bring a covered wagon. Now, I guarantee you that's not what Johnny wants, and he'll be the laughingstock of the block with his covered wagon. And I'm sure Johnny doesn't want a farming wagon either. What's he going to do? Go work in the fields on Christmas Day? No, he wants to play. He wants to show off something special to his friends. So when you ask the universe for what you want, be specific. Give it a color. Give it a name. Give it texture and detail. Number two, you don't need evidence to believe in the results you seek. You know, Johnny doesn't have any evidence that there's elves in the North Pole making toys. No, but he believes that there is. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. Johnny's not looking for a sign from the universe. He doesn't need evidence to get his radio flyer. He just believes that it is coming to him. And you can do the same thing. You can believe that your goals and your dreams are manifesting right now in this present moment. Don't go searching to astrology and numerology and, you know, maybe your church, your friends who say this and they say that. And if this happens, then that'll happen. No, all you need is belief to get the results. No evidence needed. You know, Johnny is not in the backyard Christmas Day saying, oh, I have to find the reindeer tracks before I believe that my toy is under the Christmas tree. No, he wakes up Christmas morning and he knows it's there. No evidence is needed because the belief overrides the evidence. Number three, Santa teaches us that logic does not stop your dreams. You know, Johnny, he can be told that, well, there's no way that one man can fly around the entire world and give presents to every person on Earth. That's just not logical. And it's certainly not logical for reindeer to fly. They're not even aerodynamic. And come on now, one night to deliver all the presents? Amazon's pretty fast, but even Amazon takes 2 days. You know, it's not logical for kids to believe that presents come from Santa, the North Pole, the elves. No, they don't need logic because they believe and it doesn't stop their dreams. You can try to logically explain to a kid who believes in Santa that it's not possible, but they just look at you like, well, you're stupid. I believe it. I don't care whether there's logic or not. My dreams are coming forward under that Christmas tree. And that's the same with you. You have to suspend all logic to manifest miracles and dreams in your life. You don't need to know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. You just let it happen and let it manifest with your belief and your energy. And that's the next point. Number 4, your enthusiasm is directly proportional to the level of belief you have. You know that kid that wants that red radio flyer? He's already thinking about it at Thanksgiving. By December 1st, he's like, oh, I know I'm getting it. And by the 15th, he's bouncing off the wall because he can't wait. It's only 10 more days till he gets it. And that's what you have to manifest in your life. Passion, excitement, enthusiasm. And that amps up your belief. That amps up your attraction energy to bring forward that radio flyer in your life. And maybe your radio flyer is a new car. Maybe it's the love of your life. Maybe it's a new career. Maybe it's an increase in your pay scale. Whatever it may be. Maybe it's a new home. Or maybe you're just starting with the law of attraction and your belief is that your bills will be paid on time this month. Wherever you are, get excited and passionate about what's going to happen in your life. The more excited you are, the bigger and stronger your belief is. The more you attract, you create this almost magnetic tunnel that will suck in that passion, that dream, that goal, whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So every day, get more excited about your belief and your manifestation of your miracle. Number 5, others' disbelief does not stop your belief. Everybody knows there comes a point in a child's life where the big bully at school or the big brother is going to crush that Santa dream, that belief in Santa. But it's the same throughout your entire life. This is one of those life lessons. Your family, your coworkers, they can all say, well, that's not going to happen. It can't happen. This is why you need to change what you believe. But the true spirit of Christmas is found in that belief that holds tight no matter who or what else is telling you to not believe. That's where you manifest the most, is when you're believing, even though everyone around you is full of disbelief. And other people may be telling you, oh, well, you should have this fear, you should have this doubt, you should worry about this, you should be afraid of that. But come on now. What does any of that have to do with your life? You are the one manifesting. Hold true to your belief. Do not let others' disbelief stop your dreams from manifesting. When you remain in alignment, when you remain true to your beliefs, you're going to see miracles happen. So as you snuggle up in front of the fireplace or maybe a cozy Christmas movie, remember that the law of attraction is everywhere. It's even in Santa Claus. So ask for what you want. Remember, you don't need evidence to believe in the results you seek. Logic does not stop your dreams from manifesting. Your enthusiasm is directly proportional to your belief. And others' disbelief does not stop you from manifesting. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this special broadcast today. As always, visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com, where you can fill out to claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. In that 30 minutes, we'll discuss and make a plan for your life to see if miracle mentoring is right for you. And be sure to subscribe on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Instagram, and all those other crazy social medias. Now, you have a great day because you deserve it. And remember, you're always attracting the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. Merry Christmas.